Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle would lead us in our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Eternal God, we come before your presence, thanking you for this day. We thank you for how you blessed and kept us. You've given us another chance to pray, to send up our timber. We thank you for this opportunity. Oh, my God, we pray that you will look upon us with compassion and mercy. Look on our souls, oh, Lord. You know our hearts and minds. We are seeking to please you and to get closer to you. We want a closer walk. We pray that you have your way in our lives, oh, Lord. Let your will be done today. Look upon this broadcast, oh, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless and prosper this broadcast. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you. Thank you for your many mercies toward us.
Thank
we
you.
Pray that you look upon the souls of men, that you will have your way and let your will be done, that you will save to the uttermost. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Touch while we are praying, Lord. While
yes,
we are
Lord.
Waiting on you. We know all power is in thy hand, and we know that thou art a strong deliverer. Oh, my God, you know every situation. You know all about us, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Oh, Lord. We need you to heal, oh, Lord, to save and deliver. We're depending on you tonight. There is no other help we know. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. Our trust is in you tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, we are leaning on you, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done tonight. Send your words, send your anointing. Bless the speaker of the hour. We want you to take full control tonight. Move, Lord, in the mighty way by your spirit, Lord. Jesus, touch while we're praying and while we're waiting on you, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Oh, my God, work miracles. Save the unsaved. Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. Oh, my God, give strength to the weak. Save, Lord. We know thou art a strong tower, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to call upon thy name and seek your faith, drawing closer to you. We need a closer walk, Lord. Jesus, help us, O Lord, to pray as never before. Help us, Jesus, to draw closer to you. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will have your way tonight. Send your anointing, O Lord. Take control of this broadcast. Meet us here tonight, Jesus. Encourage our souls. Strengthen the weak. Heal the sick. Deliver the bound. Save the unsaved, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Move, Jesus. Move for your people, Lord. You know what we have need of. You know our prayer before we call. Have your way, Jesus. Your will tonight, not our will. Let our will perish, Lord. Help us, O Lord. We are seeking to please you in every way. In the name of Jesus, look on the speaker of the hour. Send your word. Send your anointing. Let it reach some soul. Let some soul cry out unto you, saying, what must I do to be saved? Help them to repent of their sins, to give their life to you. Help them, O Lord, to run for their lives in these last and evil days. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We're down here waiting. We're waiting on you, Lord.
We're waiting.
We need you to come to our rescue, to hear our prayer. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on the souls, those that are suffering, oh, Lord, those that are sick and afflicted, those that are bereaved, those that are behind bars, those that are institutionalized, those who are hospitalized, those, oh, Lord, who are dealing with cancer. We want you to touch right now.
Move, Jesus. Save
to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. And we pray that you continue to prosper and bless this broadcast. Send your word and send your anointing. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name.
We thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus. Continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. And again, welcome, 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 and God bless you all to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., was the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida, and we still want to remember him. And we are so glad that you chose to spend your evening with us, your Friday evening with us. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who is a member of Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 124th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 124th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." We thank God for the reading of his word, the 124th number of Psalm, the first throughout the eighth verses, throughout its entirety. And again, we just want to thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. This broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService, title 1 school, and 1 is O-N-E. And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService, Title One School, and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you would like to correspond with PrayerWorks Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. If you would like to send us postal mail, our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you are clergy and you're feeling bold and you want to have remarks after the word, or you want to sing a song, or you have encouraging words or a scripture you'd like to share or a testimony you would like to give, you definitely can call us at 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And added to our prayer list is Nahed Shada. She has COVID. We want to pray for her. We want to pray for Percy, for Steve Fields, who is very ill and in need of serious prayer. Pardon me. We want to pray for the Parham family, Savannah's Maybell's cousins, for Stephen Allen Jr. and Terrell Allen, that the Lord would save them, for Elderberry Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family, for the Spriggs family. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Gatewood family, for Tanika Huff, for more Nicks and family, for Arlene Almonte, for Mother Janice Marshall, the bereaved Marshall family, for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, for the bereaved Diggs family, for Robin Manfay, who has cancer, for Patrick Miller, for Montrell Miller, for Steve, for Deborah and her daughter, for Muhammad Hameen, for Nicholas, for Antonio. He actually went home, so we thank God for that, for Celeste Hall as well, and for Andrew Marshall. And if you are looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the rest of the week, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoags teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network. The dial-in number is 339-209-6891. Pardon me. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask now that Evangelist Maybelle Edmond would have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this broadcast and for everything that has been said and done thus far. And we thank God for that opening prayer. We thank the Lord for this broadcast.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija. And we thank the Lord for how he has been good to us and how he has made a way for us. I thank God because the word of God is right and is right all by itself. Very encouraging opening scripture that was read by Evangelist Khadija.
Yes.
And I tell you, God has, he has let the snare open up so we can be free to do the will of God. The devil, he causes us, he wants us to be bound so that we can't do the will of God. But the scripture was saying our soul, our very soul, is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. That's what God does. He makes a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. I just thank God. I'm encouraged through God's word. I'm encouraged through listening to the broadcast and listening to the messages that God has been sending. God is good, and he's yet working miracles. He's moving, he's healing, and he's delivering, and that's what we want. That's what this broadcast is all about. The deliverance of souls is what God is requiring. So we just thank the Lord for all that he's doing, and we give praise and glory and honor unto the name of the Lord, the God of our salvation. Bless the name of the Lord. And at this time, we're going to introduce our speaker. She gets into the word of God and explains the word of God to us, so there will be no excuse in that day. Because we hear the word of God and we get the explanation of it. And we thank God for her and for this ministry. And this will be none other than Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God, and I honor whom honor is, I give honor to whom honor is due. I truly thank God for blessing us, and I thank the Lord for that prayer and also for the opening scripture. I thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. So glad that you took the time out to come on this broadcast with us, and let us enjoy the Lord. This is Friday night, and as I stated before, Friday night was a joy night. We would go to the
Amen.
House of the Lord, and we would just go forth in the praises. We don't have
Yes.
this opportunity to go in the building like we used to, but it doesn't have to stop our praise. Amen. If you're home, if you're quarantining in, You can give praise to God in your house. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You don't have to stop praising God. You don't have to stop feeling the joy of the Lord because God is everywhere. Hallelujah. And I just thank the Lord again for just blessing us and bringing us down to another week and newly in the year of 2022. And there is much to be done for the Lord. And I want to encourage you to join in and let us worship and praise the Lord. Amen. If you have been slacking up, it's time to get back into praising God and giving God the glory and honor that's due to his name. If you have not been obeying the Lord and you've been slacking up and sitting around on the do-nothing seat, it's time to get up in 2022 and not be found in the same place you were years before or even months before or weeks before. Praise the Lord. It's time to get on the move for the Lord. Amen. It's time to do whatever you're going to do for the Lord, because if you have not noticed, there are so many people who are here one day, and in the same day, they're already gone. And people are yet leaving this world. So many of them are leaving without a God in their life, without their sins forgiven, without even knowing the Lord in the departing of their sins. Hallelujah. So we are coming tonight to give the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. To lift him up and to worship his holy name, because he is worthy of all the praise. And we're going to prepare to go to the word of God. Praise the Lord. But I just want to say that I thank God for looking down on a wretch like me and having mercy on my soul. I'm thankful to the Lord because he forgave my sins and he came into my life and converted me. He sanctified me and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost, a determination to continue on until the end. Amen. To go all the way with the Lord. And this is like running in a race. I'm in it to win it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm not in it to drop out. Praise be to God.
Amen.
But I'm in it to cross that finishing line to get to the end and to win. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So at this time, let us bring our minds in and let us prepare to go to the word of God. And tonight, we're going to just say a little brief prayer and then go straight to the scriptures, if it be the Lord's will. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God. We bless your holy name. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify you. We come before you, Lord Jesus, and we ask that you will feed our souls. Oh, my God, we ask that you will provide for us the things that we stand in need of, the spiritual and the natural things. Lord, send forth your word and cause us to hear your word. Open our ears that we may hear. And Lord, open our eyes that we may see. In the name of Jesus, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your will. Not our will, my God, but let your holy will be done and have your way. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I ask that you will pray with me for the next ensuing minutes as we go to the word of God. And tonight I do have a few verses of scripture I would like to elaborate on and share with you tonight, starting with St. John, the 8th chapter, verses 31 and 32. And then we're going to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 14 to 18, 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, 2 Timothy 1, 7 through 10. And as far as the Lord leads, I have another scripture if we get to it, if it be the Lord's will. Amen. So we'll start with St. John, the 8th chapter, verses 31 and 32. And the Bible reads, If I didn't say it before, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. That's St. John, the 8th chapter, verse 31. And it reads, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." 2 Corinthians 14, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be your father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, in holiness in the fear of God." 2 Timothy 1, 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the title of this message is Following Jesus. The theme is The Truth Shall Make You Free. Hallelujah. Following Jesus, the truth shall make you free. I thank God for these passages of Scripture. And just going over to St. John, the 8th chapter, where Jesus had been speaking to the people, and there were Jews that he was speaking to. Some of those Jews did not believe Jesus. They did not accept him as the Messiah. But there were some who did believe. And to them, Jesus began to encourage them. And he spoke to them, letting them know if they would continue in his word, then they are his disciples indeed. And also letting them know that they would know the truth, and the truth would make them. And the same is today. If we continue in his word, then are we his disciples indeed. There are a lot of people who are professing to know the Lord. They're professing that they are his sheep. They are following Jesus. But they refuse to take up their cross daily and follow after him. They only want to go so far, but when things get to the place where they don't like it, that's where they draw the line. That's where they decide, I can't go any further. Hallelujah. But I know that the truth will surely make you free. The truth Amen. Will always be the truth, and it will never change. There's deliverance. Hallelujah. If you tell a lie, then you're standing on shaky ground. Because when it comes back around, you have nothing to support a lie. It's baseless. It has no foundation whatsoever. And Yes. it can destroy you and cause you to lose out with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But the truth, even though it may hurt sometimes, truth will deliver you. Truth will make you free. Truth will
Yes.
take you places, glory to God, that others thought you couldn't get. Amen. God will take you there with truth. Praise the Lord. And sometimes you might even get in trouble for telling the truth. There are some things that you may have to sacrifice for telling the truth, but according to the word of Jesus, the truth shall make you free. When people are made aware or told about the error of their ways, amen, and they are warned to repent and to turn away from their sins, they get angry. They feel like you're judgmental or you're picking on them. Praise the Lord. But it's love, glory to God, the love of God. Since Jesus came and he died on the cross to save us all, amen, he came to take away all of our sins. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And because he made that sacrifice and showed us this love, we have unmerited favor. That is grace, something that we do not deserve, but God has given us grace. Hallelujah. And with his grace, we are saved. It's the grace of God that saves us. Praise the Lord. And that truth will make you free. Glory be to God.
Yes.
It's time to repent and turn from worshiping the things that are not like God, but doing the things that God is not pleased with. It's time, praise the Lord, to forsake your way and take up your cross daily and follow Jesus. He will never lead you in the wrong way, praise the Lord, but he will lead you into all truth. He will lead you to eternal life. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
We cannot be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. If we say that we are a believer in Jesus Christ and we're always entangled or hanging out with unbelievers, that will cause us to lose out. In other words, we really cannot identify as being a disciple of Jesus Christ by being unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Right.
Because here is the question and something to think about. What fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? None whatsoever. Hallelujah. So the Lord, he's pleading with us through the scriptures to come out from among them and to be separate. That's what the Lord wants. Touch not the unclean thing. And he declared, I will receive you and will be a father unto you. God is a good God. He's a good father. He'll be there for us. Whatever we need, he will provide. Glory to God. And he said in that 18th verse of 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And then the 7th chapter, verse 1, having therefore these promises, these are promises that God made. He will receive us. He'll be a father to us. We'll be his sons and daughters. Glory, hallelujah. In other words, he invites us and welcomes us into the royal family of God. We are no more pilgrims and strangers, hallelujah, but we are part of the commonwealth of Israel. God will adopt us into his holy family. Glory, hallelujah. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. The filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Sin follows the flesh. This flesh is corrupt. Hallelujah. But let us cleanse ourselves from this filthiness, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We have to fear God. We have to be to the point where we are so sorry for committing any sins against God that we never want to sin again against God. Hallelujah. But perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Some people have lost that fear. There are some people who don't even fear God or even regard man. Hallelujah. But God, he will clean us up from the inside out. He'll get in our heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. And anything that's there that should not be, he has the power to remove it. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And it is important that we seek to please the Lord. A lot of people want to be his disciple, and they don't even ask what it takes to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Somebody sang a song saying, what do I have to do? What do I have to say? In other words, I want to be a disciple of the Lord. Just teach me the way. Show me what I have to do. And I also want to read that other scripture that I didn't say what it was, but it's from Psalm 139. And I want to read some verses from there. Because once we develop a relationship with the Lord, once we become his disciple and we begin to follow him, we get to know something about the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. The more we read the word of God or hear the word of God, we learn who God is and what his ways are and the things that please him or displease him. Praise the Lord. And the psalmist said in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And so the better we get to know God, we learn how to praise him. Hallelujah. And the psalmist recognizes, saying, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and God's works surely are marvelous. And this is something that we come to learn as we follow the Lord. Glory to God. On a daily basis, denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following him, we start to learn who God is. In the 23rd verse, he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts.
24, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And this is a prayer asking God, search my heart. Oh, my Lord, if there's anything in me that should not be there, if there's any wickedness in me, oh, God, have mercy on me and save me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
Be to God. We need to get to know God much better. Amen. And when we follow him and learn his ways, we will understand better that the truth shall make us free. And we don't have to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't have to be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. We don't have to be ashamed of one another as the people of God. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that God is the one who has saved us. He's called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose. Amen. According to what God wants. It's his purpose and grace. God is the one that gives us this grace. And it's given us in Christ Jesus. And it was given before the world began. So God already had it in place for every one of us who believes. And again, Jesus encouraged the believers to continue in his word. Because there were those who went but so far and they dropped out, they turned and walked away, and they never followed Jesus anymore from that day forward. Praise be to God. But like I stated before, I'm in it to win it. I'm not in it just a short time and when things get tough or when things get difficult, when the tests and the trials begin to increase. Hallelujah. I'm in it to win it. And I stay in it with the help of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Because I want that crown that the Lord has prepared for every one of us. As disciples of Jesus Christ, let us continue in his word. And then we prove to be disciples indeed. If we continue in his word, it's conditional. Praise the Lord. If we continue in his word, that's what will make us his disciples indeed. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God. And I thank God for how he continues to bless us. There is so much encouragement in God's word. There's food for our souls. Everything we need is in the word of God. Praise the Lord. God gives us the strength that we need to continue on. Amen. Because again, be reminded that Jesus suffered the truth. He suffered, amen, for bringing the truth to the souls of men.
Yes, he did.
For telling them about their sins, showing them their sins, amen, shining the light on their deeds, their evil deeds. Glory to God. And so they wanted to kill Jesus. And he didn't come here to be killed by anyone. But he came here to offer his life, to sacrifice his life. He said, I lay down my life. No man taketh my life, but I lay it down for my friends. If I lay it down, I have the power to take it up again. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And on the third day, God quickened Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus rose on the third day. He got up out of the grave.
Yes,
oh, thank you, Lord. And when he got up, he rose with all power in his hand, in heaven and in earth. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. He took his life up again, just as he said. Praise the Lord. And the work that he did made the way for you and me, for all the charges of sin to be dropped. Oh, glory to God. In the case,
thank you,
yes, Jesus. It was Jesus who went up on the cross for you and me. It was Jesus who gave his life that we might be saved. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Not that he had to do it, but it was a plan of God to save the world. Oh, and I'm so glad that God had mercy on me. I'm so glad that the Lord came into my life one day. Oh, hallelujah. He showed me the error of my way. He showed me that I was living in sin, and he had mercy. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I repented of my sins, and God saved me, and I'm so glad about it. Oh, praise the Lord. When I heard the word of God for the first time, the preacher was preaching the word and preaching about hell. Oh, my Lord, and it sounded so scary to me. And I began to be afraid. Praise be to God. And I thank God for just having mercy on a wretch like me. He didn't have to save me, but I'm glad that he did. I'm so glad he had mercy on my soul. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's the same God. What he's done for one, he can do for all. He has no respect of persons. No one is singled out. But God loves everyone the same. Praise be to God. And God wants to save you if you are not saved. If you want to be his disciple, he is willing to receive you. He's willing to accept you. Hallelujah, if you're willing to come out from among them and be separate. Glory to God. Come out from among the sinners and those who don't have a mind to live for God, those who don't have a mind to do God's will. Come out from among them. Don't continue to be with them. Amen. But come on out and separate yourself. Touch not the unclean thing, and God will receive you. And he wants to be a father to you. Oh, praise the Lord. You can be his son or daughter. Oh, glory to God. And these are promises that God has given unto us. Praise the Lord. So again, the truth shall make you free. Oh, glory to God. The enemy will try to make us tell a lie about situations when it comes to certain things. But say, like, if you can't qualify for something and you're over the limit, the enemy want to make you tell a lie and say you're under the limit. But tell the truth, and God will provide for you. He'll take care of you. Amen. Mm-hmm. God, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God can just speak the word, and he will just bring something into existence that was not there before. You might be standing in front of a wall, and there's no window or door, but God has the power to speak the word and create a door or a window right there in the wall, because he is a powerful God. He's a God of miracles. And if you trust in him, if you just believe him, he will do wonders in your life. He will work miracles. God will turn things around. You don't have to lie to try to get anything down here. but the truth will make you free. Oh, praise be to God. Just tell the truth. Amen. Mm-hmm. Be truthful. Sometimes, like was stated, the truth hurt really bad. But in the end, the truth is going to free you. The truth is going to make you free. Thank you, Jesus. A lie will bind you up every time. Because sometimes you got to try to figure out another lie to cover up one lie, and then you can't remember who you told the lie to, and, it's just better to tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Amen. The truth will make you free. Who is truth?
Amen.
Jesus is truth. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus will make you free. I thank God for the scriptures and thank God for you and your patience. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. We're going to go to God in prayer. And if you have any special prayer requests, we are going in the presence of the Lord, and you can make your request known. You can say it out loud right where you are, or you can speak it in your heart. And either way you make it known to God, he can hear it. And we're going to believe God together and pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. At this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy and for grace. Oh, my God, as we come to you, we ask that you will look upon us with compassion and forgive our sins and our shortcomings, oh, God, and save us, Lord. We pray, God, that you will search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. And whatever is in our heart that is not right, anything that should not be there, please, Lord, forgive us and take it away from us right now as we pray this prayer. We come to you tonight, Lord, on behalf of the sinner who's repented of their sins, Lord. We ask that you will look on them right now, one by one, and name by name, and Lord, forgive their sins and blot out their transgressions. Wash and purge them, Lord. Clean them up on the inside and on the outside. And my God, fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Save to the utmost. We know you can do everything, Lord. And there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of those who are struggling in their homes and having trouble in the home. We're praying, God, that you will stop by and that you will work things out and turn things around. Fix it in the home, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, and you are the only one who can work it out. Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you will incline your ear and hear our prayer. We come believing tonight, knowing that you have all power in your hand. Lord, we pray for those on the prayer list, one by one, my God, and name by name. You know, Lord, exactly what each one of them need. We pray for them tonight, a special prayer that you will move, that you will touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Oh, my God, lay your hand on their body, touch their mind and their soul in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Work a miracle, Lord, and raise them up on the sick bed. Oh, glory,
yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, heal and make them ever whole. If they committed any sins, Lord, forgive their sins and take them away. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Help them, Lord, to do your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the backslider. We ask you, Lord, to give them another chance. Oh, my God, and help them to return unto you. But we know, God, that you are God of a second chance, and you are God that give many chances. And we pray, Lord, that you will give somebody another chance. Have mercy tonight, Jesus, and help us, Lord, before time is up, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, my God, for those who are incarcerated. We ask you, Lord, to stop by, oh God, and walk up and down each and every corridor. Oh God, go into the general population. Go, oh God, oh hallelujah, in the whole, Lord Jesus. Visit the prisoners tonight, Lord, and save to the utmost, my God. Work wonders in their lives. So, Lord, you can reach them when no one else can. You are the only one. And, Lord, we ask you to go and make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray for those who are in, those who are bereaved of their loved ones. We ask for comfort and consolation. Oh, my God, be close to the families and uphold them, Lord, during this difficult time. Bless them and strengthen them, Lord Jesus, and bring those families together. Help them, Lord, to uphold one another. If there are any family members who are not saved in the family, we pray, God, that you will save their souls, Lord Jesus, before it's their time to go. We know you can do it, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you. And, Lord, we pray for all of those names that were called out on the prayer list, all the prayer lists around the world. Oh, God, we present them before you, and we lay them down at your feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. We ask you, Lord, to look on the list and see every name, Lord, and all the family members that are associated or connected to those names. Lord, we pray, God, that you will bless abundantly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blessing come down and overtake each and every one. We know you can do it. We believe it right now, Lord, and we count it as done. We give you praise. We honor you, and we magnify your holy name. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer tonight. We thank you for your touch, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your delivering power, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the miracles. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for working it out for us, for turning things around. Oh God, we thank you for touching the hearts of men and touching their minds. We thank you, Lord, for the saving of souls. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for provision to those who have not. Oh, God, we thank you, and we bless your name. We praise you, almighty God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you will accept our prayer. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And bless all of those, Lord, who are crying out, Lord Jesus, desiring something of you. Something special, Lord. Oh, God, requesting a special prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, remember that request tonight. And, Lord, we pray, God, that you will grant it according to your holy will. We believe it and we count it done. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord at this time. broadcast is in the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that anointed prayer. Thank God for the word of God, that powerful word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about following Jesus. The truth shall make you free. And like Jesus said, that those of us who are his disciples, we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free. And how can we be his disciples if we have fellowship with the world? We can't. If we follow Jesus, we have to come out from among and separate ourselves from the world. She preached, and I thank God for it. I want to go ahead and open up the line. Evangelist Maybelle, you can go ahead and have remarks. And if any other clergy on the broadcast, you may also have remarks.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that powerful message.
Thank you, Jesus.
Talking about ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. She even gave some examples. I tell you, and we got to be very careful, because the devil, that devil, he doesn't want you to believe the truth. He doesn't want you to even be saved. But we got to be truthful and tell the truth in order to be saved. And I thought about the example that she gave. Sometimes the devil will try to make you tell a lie or say something that is not true when it comes to you getting something or applying for something, and you're over the limit, and the devil will try to make you bring it down so you can be on the limit. But I tell you, we got to tell the truth, because it will bind us every time if we don't tell the truth. And I'm reminded of before I got saved, I had told a lie in order to receive certain benefits. But after the Lord saved me, he brought it to my mind. And you know what I did? I went right on downtown, and I told them the truth and got it all straightened out. And that's what this is talking about. It will cause you to tell the truth, even if it hurts you. I tell you, and not only that, there have been times when Satan had tried me, but I had to go and tell the truth. I had to do what was right, even if it hurt me. And it hurt me, but I told the truth. And that's all that matters, that you tell the truth. And don't let Satan cause you to be caught up in telling lies. But I told the truth. It hurt me. I went to the individual, and I began to tell them. And it hurt me, because it was not a good thing, not a good feeling. It hurt me, but I got it off of me, because we must tell the truth. We must be in the word of God, and that's what counts. And I thank the Lord, because he'll free you. When you tell the truth, he will free you. But people are bound because they're not telling the truth. They're not being truthful with the Lord. God desires truth. And the Bible says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And glory to God. I thank God for that word on tonight. She preached out of her soul, and the word of God is right all by itself. There's no way you can get around it. You can't get over it. You can't get under it, and you can't get around it. Because the word of God is too high. And I just thank God. I'm encouraged through the word of God. I'm encouraged to tell the truth, even if it hurt me. Because I know that's the only way that we will be saved. You must tell the truth. And I just thank God for that tonight. I want to say to Evangelist, that's right. Just let the Lord have his way and just keep preaching the word of God. Because that's what's going to save us. We can't tell people a lie and expect them to be saved. And we can't go around lying and expect that we're going to be saved. Because the Bible said all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So we have to be truthful with the Lord, with ourselves, and with one another. We have to confess our fault to another, and the Lord is just and willing and able to forgive us of our sins. So we encourage you to take the word of God in and believe it, receive it, believe it, and do what it says. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Any other clergy on the line that would like to give remarks? If not, we thank God for the remarks coming through Evangelist Maybelle. Thank God for her. Truly, like she said, we have to tell the truth. Like, I enjoy the word of God. And, you know, Jesus, we have that spirit in us. The Holy Ghost, he's the spirit of truth. So if that's in you, that's what's going to come out. And if that's not what's in you, then, yeah, you will lie. And you won't feel guilty about it. But if the spirit of truth is in there, that's what's going to come out. And we have to have that spirit of truth. That's how we're going to be free. That's the only way. And like Evangelist Maybelle said, you know, we'll be bound, telling lies and, you know, bound by lies and things like that. We want to be free to praise the Lord. We say we're following Jesus. Jesus didn't go around lying. If we are his disciples, we do what he tells us to do to be his friends. If we do, we're his disciples, we're his followers, we do what he did, and he told the truth. And we have to do the same thing. And I enjoy the word of God. I enjoy the prayer as well and the remarks that have come from Evangelist Maybelle as well. Thank God for the broadcast. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks and words kept coming through both of you. And I just thank the Lord for you, Evangelist May, and thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija. I just thank the Lord for this broadcast and for all of you who are listening. I thank God for you. We truly do thank the Lord for you. We want you to know that we appreciate your prayers, for your support. We are just so happy that you took the time out on this evening to tune in with us, and it is indeed a great blessing unto us. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for the broadcast, and I thank I met a young man on this evening by phone, and if you're on the line, I just want to say to you, Kyle, thank God for you. If you would like, I can add your name to our prayer list, and we'll be happy to do that. We are praying for you. We just thank the Lord for everyone who is on the line right now, and if there is any clergy desiring to give remarks, as was stated before, you are welcome to use our guest call-in line. And again, we reach out to you if you have a testimony, if you want to sing a song, you're welcome to do so, because God is worthy of all the praises, and anywhere, anytime, he is worthy to be praised. And this is a platform that you can dial in and sing to the glory of God. Amen. I love to sing.
Me too.
And I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to say that I can't sing. And I might not can hold a tune, or I might not sound all like, you know, those pretty voices and whatnot. But I can sing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise be to God. I can sing to the Lord. Amen. And I love to sing. Praise God. And I'm not trying to sound like anyone else, because this is the voice that God gave me. And with this voice, I sing praises unto my God. With this voice, I lift up the name of Jesus. I give him glory and honor. And as long as it's acceptable in his sight, it doesn't matter what it sounds like in others' ears.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. May God be glorified. Praise the Lord. And just talking about it makes me want to sing.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. One of my favorite songs to sing is
it's another day's journey. And, you know, as following Jesus, each day, glory to God, is a journey. Praise the Lord. And as we travel along the way, we have to follow his lead. And I believe I'll go ahead and sing a little portion of that song.
Yes, go ahead.
It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it.
Sing it.
It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Oh, I'm so glad to be here. It's another day for Jesus, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Well, it's another day for Jesus, and I'm glad about it. Oh, don't you know I'm so glad to be here. Well, the devil is defeated, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Don't you know the devil is defeated, and I'm glad about it. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad to be here.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
All right. I'm glad about it. Glory to God.
Glad about it.
Thank you, Jesus. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Praise the Lord. The Lord has kept us and brought us this far. And I am glad. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God. I thank God for the broadcast. We're not going to prolong the time. But before we close, Evangelist May, do you have anything additional?
No, that's it. But that song was all right. That's one of mine, too.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Khadija?
Well, before this time, another year, I may be dead and gone, but before I go, I want to let you know I'll be living in my brand new home. Well, it's another day for Jesus, and I'm glad. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. It's another day for Jesus, and I'm glad about it. Oh, I'm so glad to be here. I know my voice is 100% just yet, but I also feel the same way. I love to sing. I enjoy it. COVID got me a little bit, but I still give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. That was beautiful. Thank God for it.
Yes.
If there be nothing else, we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30. And until then, let us continue to follow Jesus and know that the truth shall make us free. Amen. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.